I'm Cade Herzog, and I'm originally from Shreveport, and I've lived in Dallas for about 26 years now. And I happened to be in New York and right by the World Trade Center buildings when they were hit on 9/11. So it's very, very coincidental that I would even be up there. I traveled to New York occasionally for business, and the city was so booked. The only hotel I could find was the Hilton Millennium, which is right next to the World Trade Center, as it was. And so I remember thinking, wow, I could throw a stone and hit those buildings. And they were so massive, they were just impressive to be next to. And had a great few days in New York, went up to the top of the World Trade Center and ate hot dogs and saw everything. And I still have the ticket stub from that 2 days before 9/11. And then went to work Monday morning, and I believe it was Tuesday morning, I was snoozing a little bit as the first plane hit, and I just thought there had been some sort of explosion. It woke me up. It was enough to wake me up out of snoozing, and I looked out of the window, and I was near the top of the building. In fact, I had one of the best views of this all unfolding I think anyone had. I was awakened by that explosion, and I immediately saw silvery glitter, you know, things flying through the air everywhere. It just looked kind of surreal. So I knew something had happened and realized it was an explosion pretty quickly. And I did wonder if it was a terrorist bomb, just based on what I had seen, and was trying to take all that in and watch the building start burning when the second plane hit. And I didn't see it hit. I just saw a giant explosion coming toward me. And I literally could feel the heat from it through my windows, and debris started hitting our building, including my windows. And so I dove under the couch and just tried to avoid that, and I wasn't sure what was going to happen. That was a scary moment. And then over the next few minutes, I watched horrible things that, some people have seen pictures of or heard about, that I'll never forget. And it was just shocking. And I eventually turned away because it was so disturbing to see people falling. And I immediately had the instinct when that started happening to get out of there. I went down the stairs with everyone. I was on the 36th or 40th floor of that building. And everyone was completely quiet, just with big eyes looking at each other as we heard, somebody coming over the loudspeaker asking us to evacuate. Most of us started fleeing the scene, and that's exactly what I did. So I ended up around maybe 20th Street by the time the building started to fall. And I spent two or three days trying to get out of New York after that, just trying to get a train or rental car or anything. But the odds of me being there at that time to see effectively, to me, what was like a Pearl Harbor is something that's just amazing.